morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right.
Yeah, thanks.
A 50 and a 30, 80 pence today for you,
mate. That's right, yeah.
Thank you.
It is breezy, yes. It's surprising how breezy it is.
So
lovely.
Nice.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye. For one, both of them was out for eight.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Bit of a shame, isn't it?
Dear. I was thinking that he was going easy, so he could take over from Gooch.
Smith is now in, but he hasn't scored yet. 50 for one off 13 overs. So providing they just play it steadily, they should be all right. There's a lot of recriminations over the Australian defeat in the paper. We reckon that if... They reckon that if Australia lose another match, it could mean that they won't even make the semi-finals. And... they reckon like that, that Channel 9, that's supposed to be backing all this world thing, will pull the plug on it and show reruns of Neighbours instead. Now, can you imagine anything worse than that? Oh, dear, I thought that was funny. Yes. Because there's been so much hype in Australia, you know, I mean, it was really a competition just to show that Australia were going to be champions again, you know. Australia play India next, and then they play England. That'll be a match and a half, I should think. Oh, yes, yes. No, yeah, okay. Well, I mean, she... Well, you're going to be... You'll get up in a moment now, won't you?
Yes, I'm getting up in a minute anyway,
sir. Right.
Oh, fancy both of them being out. I was hoping that... You know, he was going easy.
Yes, I was. Perhaps he was going too easily, you see, not playing his natural game. I mean, it's, you never know, do you?
Well, perhaps Hickman isn't where he just yet. Spent your porridge?
Yep.
Short this time, I think.
Right.
You know, I just have a little bit taken off it. Because I was looking at the length of it when we were in France.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that looked a nicer length.
Mm. Now, do you want to come up the town? Because I should be going up the town.
Yes, after Lucy. And that's what I was getting around to. by that time, of course, I should be...
We'll be finished soon after that, anyway, yeah.
So I would come up to town with you if I could think what for.
Oh, right. It'll help. Okay. Or, you went to the pictures, didn't you, yesterday?
Yeah.
And what was that like?
It was good.
Was it? What was it about?
It had Steve Martin in it. It was about
About to do with?
It had Steve Martin in it. It was a comedy.
Yeah.
It's called Father of the Bride, and it's about his wedding kind of thing.
Yeah. I have to plead my ignorance. I don't even know who Steve Martin is. Well, how can we help today?
I finished this book.
Did you? Good. So, let's see what you did. Who did you get the pictures with? Emma. So where did you go from here?
Yeah, where it starts in the pen.
Where it starts in the pen. What was it? Right. Right, so let us see what we can do, shall we? Where do we start?
I need a calculator.
There. Yep. E2. Now, you've got to work out the average speed, right? Try and think roughly what would the answer would be, because if you'd thought of that, then you would know that that's a silly answer. Because look, how far is the journey?
120.
Right, well, say a nice, you know, just to the nearest whole number.
127.
Right, 127. What's that to the nearest hour?
2 hours.
Right. So if it goes, say, 126 miles, or say 120 miles even to the nearest 10 miles, it goes 120 miles in 2 hours. How far would it go in 1 hour?
60.
Right, 60. So that can't be right, can it? Right? So how are you going to find the average speed? What do you do to find that average speed? You divide what by what? Right, but what are you going to divide that by on a calculator?
2.12.
No. This is the whole thing, isn't it? Don't you remember? Look. If there were 100 minutes in an hour, that would be 2.12. But there are not 100 minutes in an hour, are there? How many minutes are there in an hour? Right, now look. It says there. So what's 12 minutes? Right. So what are you going to divide that by to get the average speed?
12.2.
No.
0.1.
What's the time?
2 hours and 12 minutes.
Right. How do you write that as a decimal of an hour? What's 2 hours, 12 minutes? Look. You've got 2 hours and you've got 12 minutes. Now, what fraction of an hour is 12 minutes?
5.
No. What? 12 minutes is what fraction of an hour?
0.2.
Right, so that equals the minutes. Is 0.2. How many hours?
2.
So 2 hours, 12 minutes is 2.2 hours.
Yeah.
Right. So to find the average speed, what are you going to do?
Divide that by that.
Right. And what?
Divide
that by that. Divide. Go on, say again.
That
by what? Right. Now, what about the next one?
Doesn't.
Well, how many minutes is it?
0.95.
Where does 58 come?
There.
Does it?
There.
Right. There. So what are you going to divide it by? That's 0.8, 0.9, 0.95, 0.96,
six.
And that's halfway to it, so it's 0.965. Look, 0.965. And, so you're going to divide,
five.
You're going to divide 50.5 by
52.
Right. Right. Now D.
Well, that's 1.2.
That's right. Right. Now, the next one.
How long did you change ticket hours and minutes? Thirty-nine.
So what is it?
2 hours 39.
Right, 2 hours 39, right? Right.
this written down at home? If you want me to go and get it?
I've
written all the hours
down. Yes, you can do. Right. So how many minutes short of 3 hours is it?
10.
Right, so what is it?
2 hours 50.
2 hours 50. So that one's right. Right? Now let's have a look at the next one. How long is it from 9:10 AM till 12:18 PM? When's PM?
The night.
No.
It's the afternoon.
It's just afternoon. What time is noon?
12:00.
So that is just 18 minutes after noon. So how long is it from 9:10 in the morning until 18 minutes past 12:00 in midday? How long is it from 9?
3 hours.
Right. So Switzerland is 3 hours and 8 minutes. Isn't it? And you had 2 hours 52 minutes. Right. So which is the next one? This one. Now that's 5:10 PM till 11:38 PM. Well, what's 5:10 to 11:10?
Six hours.
And 18 minutes. Wait a moment. Six hours and what? 10 to 38? Right. So that is 6 hours and 28 minutes, isn't it? Right, now what's the next one? 2:14 to 10:20. Well, this again is easy, because what would be 2:14 to 10:14?
Eight.
8 hours. So 14 to 20 would be how many? Right, so it's 8 hours, 6 minutes. Now the next one. 2:50 to 10:29. Well, come back to the same sort of time, the hour just before that. Say 2:50 to 9:50. What would 2:50 to 9:50 be?
7 hours.
Right. Now you've got to go from 50 to 29. So 50 to an hour would
39.
Be, right, 39 minutes. So it's
seven hours,
seven. Isn't it? 2 to 9, 7 hours and 39 minutes, isn't it? Right. Now this next one. 10 a.m. to 2:37 p.m. Well, what's 10 o'clock? 4 hours? Right. And I think the next one you got right, because you worked it out all right. Because it's 7 days, which is how many hours?
Seven times.
That's right, which is... Well, it's 168, 7 times 24, but then you've got 5 hours to add on to it, which makes it 173. Right, so now, work out your average speeds.
But I got the time right, but I got the actual question wrong on that one, so should I do that one?
No, you got the second one, didn't you get the second one? Oh, you got that one wrong?
Yes.
Right, so yes, do that one. This is what? This is Dublin to Cork. It's
266. Oh, I've done the wrong.
106. I got that and you've marked it wrong. What did you divide by? What's 2.5 hours? What's 0.5 of an hour?
6.
What fraction is 0.5? Five or something. What fraction is that?
0.5.
Yeah, 0.5.
Half.
Right. So what's half an hour?
30 minutes.
Right. So 2.5 is 2 hours 30 minutes. But it's not 2 hours 30 minutes. It's 2 hours
50 minutes.
Right. So what have you got to do? You've got to change the minutes to a decimal. Haven't you? Right.
What did I say? 0.83. 1944.
Right. Right. Now, what's the next one?
Switzerland.
Switzerland, right. Right.
Did I say 0.83?
No.
0.13.
Right.
0.13.
But you're not going to divide by 0.13, are you?
91.
Right. Now, what I should do before you go any further is to write down at the side here what those hours and minutes are as decimals of an hour. What was it? 6 hours, 28 minutes, was it?
Yeah. What did I say?
Yeah.
6.37.
No. 4.7, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. No. How long is it?
27.
Is it 27?
Yes.
Which one are we dealing with?
Britain.
Right. No, it's not. Look, it's 10 o'clock to 2:37. What's that? How many minutes?
37.
Right. So it's 4 hours, 37 minutes, isn't it? And what's 37?
0.62.
Right. Right. You're not far out, but it's just Madrid to Barcelona. 687. Do it again. Is this a 7 hours 39 minutes? Start again. 800. No, we're doing
Spain. That's 100.
Right. So West Germany. Right. 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 What you didn't do almost all the time was to change those minutes to decimals of an hour, wasn't it? So you must remember that whenever you're dealing with speed or anything to do with hours and minutes, you've got to change your minutes to the decimals of an hour before you can use your calculator. Now, just let's have a little bit of help here, because you won't have this graph with you all the time, will you? Right. So how can you find out what 40 minutes is?
Divided by 10.
No. What decimal fraction of an hour is 40 minutes? How can you find out? You can use your calculator.
Quarter, 3/4.
No. What's a quarter of an hour?
Quarter of an hour. 20 minutes. 4 into 60. 15.
Right. So 3/4 of an hour is?
45.
45 minutes. If you've got 45 minutes, what's the fraction of an hour?
Over 60.
Right. It's 45 over 60. You want to change that into a decimal. What do you do?
Five into...
No. How do you change any fraction into a decimal? Now, this is something you must... No. You've got fractions here, look. Now, how do you change all those fractions into decimal fractions? What do you do?
0.5.
But how did you do it? You knew that, but how did you do it? How would you do it on a calculator? What does that really mean? 1 over 2. How else could you write 1 over 2? How else could you write it?
2 over 4.
Yes, but I don't mean that. Would you write it as 1 plus 2, or 1 minus 2, or 1 multiplied by 2, or 1 divided by 2? 1 multiplied by 2. 2 ones are 2. Does a half equal 2? So what does that... You know this. Which of those four rules do you do for that? What's 1 plus 2?
3.
What's 1 minus 2?
Nothing. Minus
4. 1 minus 2? One minus two.
Minus two.
Minus one. Come down two. Come down one, you get to naught. Come minus down another one. So one minus one. One minus two is?
Minus one.
Is minus one. What's one times two?
Two.
What's one divided by two? If you've got one apple, and you divide... Right. 1 divided by 2 is 1/2. So which of those answers is that one? Right. So what does one, how else can you write 1/2?
1 divided by 2.
Right. Remember that. So how can I write that?
45 divided by 6.
By? 60. Right. Do that on your calculator. Right, so that equals 0.75. What's 1/2? Do it on the calculator.
0.5.
Right. What's 3/4 divide as a decimal?
0.79.
Right. So how do you change a fraction
into
a decimal?
It by the
you divide the top number by the bottom number. So, supposing you've got 57 minutes and you want to change that into the decimal of an hour. What fraction is of an hour is it? What's 57 minutes as a fraction of an hour? That's 45 minutes.
57 over 60.
Right. So how do you change that into a decimal?
Point nine five.
So now you can see how easily you can change your minutes into a decimal at any time. Right? Now let's look at some of these. This is 4 hours and 37 minutes. So it's 4 hours and 37 minutes. So what fraction is that of an hour? 37 minutes?
37 minutes?
Right, 37 over 60. What's 37 over 60? Because the that is 4 and 37 sixtieths. So what's 37 sixtieths as a decimal? Right, so what's 4 hours? 37 minutes.
4.6.
Well, 6... To the nearest 2 decimal places, what's that going to be? 0.6. To 2 decimal places?
Oh, 2.
Right, because that's bigger than 5, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's 0.62. So 4 hours 37 minutes is 4.62. There we are, look. But the thing is, you can now do it without having to look at a scale.
Hmm.
Right? Hmm. So do this one. What is this? 8 hours and 4 minutes.
So
what's that going to be? 8 hours and 4 minutes.
0.0.
It's 8 hours, so it's going to be 8, not naught, isn't it? It's going to be 8.
0.1.
Naught what?
1.
Naught 1. What's that? 0.66. So it's going to be to 2 decimal places. It's going to be
0.07.
Right. So it's going to be 8.07. Right?
Yeah.
So you now know how you can change your minutes to a decimal. Right? Now you may have to do that in this next one. I can see that.
My brother does his most racing.
I know he does. Have you heard from your brother?
Yeah.
How is he?
Okay. He says the resort's very good.
Does he? And the snow good?
Yes.
And has he been up to the top of the Kitzbühel?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Oh, I see. So, what's today? Thursday? He's only got today and tomorrow left, hasn't he, for
That's
skiing?
Silverstone.
That's right.
Yes, I know where that is.
Do you?
Yes.
Have you been there?
No, my brother has.
Has he?
He might have.
Right. So it shows a Silverstone motor racing circuit. Right. So what's the first?
Circuit has five corners and three curves. Car start near. Car start near Woodcote corner and go clockwise. Which corner do they come from first? Redwood corner. Is it? Aha!
Right, Cops Corner. What would you expect to find at Cops Corner?
Cops.
And what's a cops?
I don't know.
That's what I wanted to find out. You don't know what a cops is?
No.
A cops is a smallish group of trees.
Is there lots of trees there?
Well, there would be, yes. I would imagine, or if they certainly would, they would have been in the past, they may have been cut down, but that would indicate to me that, that there were trees at that corner. A group of trees. Hmm. Cops Corner. Cops is a name that you give to a small wood, a small group of trees is a copse. In India, that can be called a shola. S-H-O-L-A. And at one stage when I was walking in India, we used to stay at bungalows, and one was called Marian Shola, and another was called Pine Shola, because it meant that it was a bungalow in a group of pine trees. But copse is a small group of trees, right. So, the next one, B.
Which curve is just after Beckett? Chapel Curve.
Chapel Curve.
When does it got a chapel?
I should think almost certainly there was a chapel at that point.
Famous people go there.
Oh, they do indeed, yes.
Which corner is at the end of Hanger Straight? Stowe Corner.
That's right.
Why is that called Stowe?
I wouldn't know that one.
Dunkers was a nice track.
I hate to think what was in that corner too. Oh dear, right.
Look, I have a magic pencil.
You have a magic pencil?
It moves. It's okay.
Mm.
Car going from Woodcote to Corps.
To Cops.
Will be travelling roughly from west to east or eastwards.
Yes, now remember that, what it means. West to east is, in fact, going eastwards.
Yes.
Where would it be travelling roughly southwards?
So where am I going from? Stairway.
Which is southwards?
Down.
Right. So where would the car be travelling in a southward direction?
There.
Right. So how would you describe that stretch? It's going from
Cops Corner to Beckett's Curve.
Right.
there we go.
Right. So where would it be going? Roughly going northwards.
Going up.
So where would that be from?
There.
There to?
Abbeycliff to Woodcote Corner.
Right. And where would it be travelling? Roughly northwestwards. Now, which is northwestwards? Which direction?
That way.
Which way?
That way.
Right. So where would you be travelling that way? Right. So that is from
Stove Corner to Club Corner.
Right. Very good. Right, now then.
I like this book.
Yes, I thought you might.
In which direction, roughly, is a car going when it's travelling?
Along Hanger Strait.
Southwards. No. Southwestwards.
Right, good.